Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the results call. Ferro Partners Group Limited, Hong Kong Stock Code 806, today announces 2017 interim results for the 6 months ended 30th June 2017. The management team will go through with you the financial and business performance of the company. The presentation will last for around 10 minutes. Here on our side, we have Ferro Partners Chief Executive Officer, Dr. King Au, and Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Icy Wong. Ms. Wong will now begin the presentation.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the investor call of our 2017 interim results. I'm Icy Wong, CFO of Ferro Partners. In our presentation today, we'll walk you through three sections. I will first go through our financial highlights with you. After that, Dr. King Au, our CEO, will give you an overview of our business development. We will then open the floor for questions. Ferro Partners had a promising start in 2017. We kick-started the year with better fund performance, new product launches, and new partners in our distribution network. As of 30th June 2017, the group's AUM increased by 17% to $15.5 billion from $13.2 billion at the end of 2016. Next, let me go through our financial data on slide 5. In the first half of 2017, net profits of Ferro Partners Group surged to 220 million Hong Kong dollars from 5 million Hong Kong dollars a year earlier. The substantial improvement was mainly due to net fair value gains and realized gains of 99 million Hong Kong dollars from the group's treasury operations. These gains reversed the 92 million Hong Kong dollars of net fair value losses and realized losses reported a year earlier. Meanwhile, gross management fees, our major revenue contributor, increased it slightly to 547 million Hong Kong dollars. On the other hand, gross performance fees rose considerably to 22 million Hong Kong dollars from 5 million Hong Kong dollars. As performance fees for most of our major owned brand funds only crystallized at the end of the year, funds performance in the second half would determine if we can collect more performance fees for 2017. On slide 6, you can see that we continued to take prudent cost control. Our fixed operating expense remained well covered by net management fee income, a relatively stable income source. Fixed cost coverage ratio stood at 2.3 times. In the first half of the year, our balance sheets and cash flow positions remained strong and we had no bank borrowings. So this is the end of our financial highlights. Let me pass on to King, our CEO. He'll talk about our business highlights.
Thank you, Icy, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to our 2017 interim results call. As Icy mentioned, Value Partners had a thriving first half in 2017. This is the beginning of an exciting journey to position Value Partners as an investment solution provider to Chinese investors and a China investment expert to investors around the world. During the period, we have rolled out a number of new initiatives to expand our investment capabilities and take our business development to the next level. To start with, let me talk about how we have strengthened our investment capabilities. You turn to the next slide. On equities, we have introduced big data in our bottom-up analysis in the past few years. Big data has given a boost to our core strategy, as reflected in the outperformance of our flagship Value Partners Classic Fund, which focuses on Greater China equity investment. In the first half of the year, Classic Fund ranked in the first quartile among peers in both short-term and long-term performance. Our equity funds covering other markets also saw enhanced returns during the reporting period. Moving on to fixed income offerings, our flagship fixed income fund, Value Partners Greater China High Yield Income Fund, was up 15.9% last year. With this strong performance, the fund has attracted over $1 billion of net inflows in the first half of 2017. We have taken this success one step further by extending the geographical coverage of our fixed income offerings to include Asia and global emerging markets, where investment demand is growing day by day. In quantitative investment, we have seen rising institutional demand for ETFs. So earlier this year, we have repositioned our Value China ETF, Value China Asia ETF, and Value Gold ETF as institutional products. We have reduced the fees of these products in tandem. On slide 11, here comes our new smart investment strategy. You may wonder why we create this strategy. We have seen institutional investors increasingly looking for cost-efficient products that deliver consistent performance against market indices. In this regard, we have created this strategy as our new institutional offering. Simply put, the smart investment strategy is a combination of our world-proven fundamental stock-picking skill, that is Smart Alpha, and Smart Beta capability. The smart investment strategy will be applied to our products, both old and new, such as a global emerging market equity fund launched in early August. Leveraging the success of our multi-asset strategy in the past 2 years, we are pleased to work with AIA MPF in launching a new fund option under its AIA MPF Prime Value Choice Scheme. This new strategy is the first of its kind in Hong Kong's MPF market to apply a dynamic asset allocation strategy that invests flexibly among stocks and debt securities in Hong Kong and China. It also has a maximum exposure of 9% to gold. In alternatives, we have launched our first real estate private equity fund in July. The new fund will be offered to institutional investors and it will focus on investing in quality real assets in Asia Pacific with stable income streams. Let's move on to slide 12. This is our diversifying product roadmap. Since our establishment in 1993, we have been constantly adding asset classes and geographical coverage to our platform. In addition to enriching our product suite and services, we have also taken measures to streamline our operations and strengthen resources in a number of business areas. On this note, I would like to introduce our Quantitative Investment Solutions team, known as QIS. Value Partners QIS team has been recently set up to consolidate our resources to drive the firm's exchange-traded ETF business, big data application, as well as the development of quantitative products. This QIS team is under the leadership of Mr. Guy Mack, co-managing director of QIS and senior manager, as well as Mr. David Kwo, co-managing director of QIS. Guy has been in charge of Value Partners' quantitative investment activities since 2006, including the management of value ETFs. David, who has over 20 years of experience in ETF and quantitative products, joined us in early August 2017 to co-lead the QIS team with a focus on business development and management. Next, please turn to slide 14. I'll give a brief update on our China business. We are grateful to have enjoyed first mover advantage in a number of aspects over the years. We were among the earliest manager to invest in China's B-share market and was the first Hong Kong fund company to obtain the QDLP license in 2015. To stay ahead of the competition, we have recently strengthened our China business team with the appointment of Mr. Yue Xiaobo as head of China business on top of his current role as investment director. He has been with us since 2009. Looking forward, we will continue to leverage our onshore and offshore presence to build out our China business. First of all, we are applying for a private fund management license, which will allow us to offer our own branded funds on the mainland through private placement. As for our QDLP WUFI, it will continue to serve mainland institutions with A-share and Hong Kong stock advisory mandate, as well as providing QDII and QDLP products. Last but not the least, we're keen to participate in the MRF scheme. We have already filed the application for our flagship Value Partners Classic Fund, and we will provide more updates once we get the approval. Now, please switch to slide 15. In Singapore, we continue to deepen our distribution network, and the investment team there plays a key role in the development of our smart investment strategy. Elsewhere in the UK, our team has made good progress in signing up a number of distribution partners in Europe. Thank you so much for listening. Now we would be glad to take your questions. Thank you.